This is the Composer's Datebook for February 13th. I'm John Burge. Webster's Dictionary defines a waltz as a gliding dance in three-quarter time. But for most people, one particular work defines waltz: The Blue Danube by Johann Strauss Jr., first performed on today's date in 1867 at a carnival concert of the Men's Choral Society of Vienna. The society's house poet, one Josef Pfeil, a police officer by profession, provided the words for the original choral version of the Blue Danube waltz. It was a flop, and Strauss sold the rights to his waltz to a Viennese publisher. And 6 months later, Strauss regretted it. At the 1867 World's Fair in Paris, as a purely instrumental work, the Blue Danube became an international hit and soon became the unofficial national anthem of Vienna. In 1963, the American pianist and composer Robert Moran found himself in Vienna, where he heard the strains of an unfamiliar waltz coming through the open door of the Bösendorfer Piano Company. Moran's Viennese friends assured him that, yes, there were still composers writing brand new waltzes. Intrigued, Moran tried his hand at it himself, and soon was asking his composer friends to give it a try. The result was The Waltz Project, a collection of 25 short waltzes by famous and not-so-famous contemporary composers, published in 1978. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.